Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
The interview.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Modine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Welcome to Point of View. It's our Wednesday edition of Point of View. So as you know, on a Wednesday, Ntabi Seng Dubazana will be here just after 9 o'clock. Please send in your questions prior to 9 o'clock. And that's obviously our legal feature where we get to answer all your legal questions. She's going to be in studio with us today. And you are very welcome to send those questions through WhatsApp, if you like, on 063-688-0959. We prefer you to call, though. 086-000-00959. So that will be happening just after 9 o'clock. Lots coming up on the show. So you may remember yesterday's conversation that we had with Sasco, as well as the University of Walter Sisulu in Umtata, where they gave us their sides of the story. Obviously, very different sides of the story as to what happened upon the death of the one person who the student says was a person, not necessarily a student, and then the two who were injured in an incident that took place on Monday, early mornings of Monday. So the Minister of Higher Education went to the university, and we are going to get some sort of a sense of what they were able to find there as a Ministry Director General at the Department of Higher Education and Training. Dr. Nkosinathi Sishi is on the line with us this evening. A very good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Point of View.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having us. And warm greetings to your listeners at home.
Let's just maybe talk about what the visit, what necessitated the visit to the university earlier on today.
Well, the minister and the director general and the senior team of advisors were at the presidential Imbizo in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
When we established that there was a problem in PE at Umtata campus of Walter Sisulu,
mm-hmm.
and so we decided to drive ourselves to the institution, 500 kilometers, first and foremost, support the family of the deceased student.
Mm-hmm.
Who was lost tragically in the midst of the protest and the subsequent violence that led to the injury of further two students as well. And we did indeed meet the student leadership at that time, and we also found the time to go and meet the students that are in hospital, where we were informed that two of them have already been dismissed and discharged after they had been treated, and that there was a further other student who had been shot and in an incident unrelated to this one, who was also in hospital.
All right.
Who is currently in hospital and was also shot at the institution. So we've been working with the university. The vice chancellor is very concerned about the situation. The chairperson of council had convened the council meeting this evening. Our minister is now on her way to meet parents of the deceased student, and may his soul rest in peace.
Mm.
But further, the minister had tried to also clarify that since the first statement,
Dr. Sishi, we have lost you. I'm not sure whether you've moved around, maybe.
All right.
Much better now. Sounds much better. Right. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I thought I need to clarify that the initial statement that we had made was further, corrected in part with more information that we are gathering as we engage the institution. For example, the status of the student that was that is deceased. Initially, it was that he was a former student. But we have since established that he's a legitimate student of the university. And we would like to correct that and affirm that we are working currently with all the stakeholders to also allow the university to investigate the matter properly. And we are also going to be working with the police to also establish if there is any criminality that can be associated with this incident. We do not appreciate militarization of our campuses. In as much as the country is dealing with a crime and escalating violence in our campuses, we still insist that a balance between security and protection of our students needs to be established by the security personnel in our institutions. It is not warranted that a minor protest leads to, such a tragic loss of a student. We, on behalf of our department, the minister has expressed deepest condolences to the family and all the students and lecturers. Responsible.
While we, I think, understand and we should give the police as well as the university some space to do a bit more, investigation into what happened, I am personally concerned about issues that seem to have been bubbling for over a month. And we're hearing this both from the university as well as the students, and they both confirmed this yesterday. Were you able to get to the bottom of what is exactly at the core of all of this?
Absolutely. I think the engagement with students, with the vice chancellor, chairperson of council, was including community leaders in the area. We were interested in establishing the level of cooperation between the institution and its stakeholders, because most of the violence we see in institutions is a microcosm of what is happening in society. So a solution needs to be a complete, work with all those. I think that the manner in which institutions work with security establishments, they must be careful, in issues around management of contracts and transition from one contract to another. Because more often than not, we find that some of the violence that we see in our institutions is actually sponsored by vested interests in the security establishments around our institutions. We have...
That line is failing us again. I don't know if you've moved, DG.
Apologies. I trust now I'm in the right place.
Okay. Let's yeah. So you were just telling us that the universities needed to, and that's where we got cut off. Oh no. All right. I think it's deteriorated even more, and I'm not sure why. The DG at the Department of Higher Education and Training, Dr. Nkosinathi Sishi, is on the ground today. They are, I think they're still in the Eastern Cape. They were out there after an incident that we spoke about yesterday, a shooting of one student, unfortunately, fatally, and the injury of two. Now we're hearing from him now. There was another incident where another student was shot who is currently still in hospital. I'm quite keen to understand what's at the core of these issues. Yesterday, I think what we heard was quite alarming. The allegations of students who insist that they want to be sharing spaces with outsiders past 10 o'clock. That's one side of the story. And then another side of the story, students feeling that they're being vilified by the securities and that they don't feel safe and all of that. I must say, I'm not sure I can make sense of all of that. I don't know if you are, you know, are a better place to maybe assist us, those of you maybe who have students there. Let us know what they're telling you. But I think we've got the DG back on a better line. Let's try. Third time lucky, DG, let's try it. DG, are you able, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right.
I can hear you.
All right, let's try one last time.
Thank you.
And maybe, you know, you, I would like you to pick up on what you thought the universities should be able to reconsider. And I think you are speaking to the elements of, you know, contracts with security companies. You had something to say about that.
Yeah, that is important. But also, you know, just campus, good campus care, you know, ensuring that lighting in the institution, the premises, you know, is sufficient to ensure that there are no areas where, you know, it is unsafe for students to, you know, navigate. You know, those are some of the real low-hanging fruit, you know, in trying to get student security in our institutions to be at a level that we want to see. We are going to investigate this matter and like to also associate the work we do with you know, and compare the findings with other work we are doing with state security agents, because we are developing as well a security policy, you know, to enhance you know, the interventions in our institutions.
Mm-hmm.
But it is clear to us that, you know, a lot of work needs to be done to improve the state of security in our institutions.
What about the issue that was raised, you know, quite harshly by the University of Student Conduct themselves? So they are alleging that students have been requesting unreasonable lax of rules, where they would like outsiders to be on campus in the dorms after 10 o'clock and they do not want those rules to stand. I mean, have you engaged the students on that? All right. I think we're going to probably have to leave it here. And I think we will engage the department. I think they are doing a lot of work on the ground. I'd like to hear, you know, a bit more once they've had their conversations as well with the council chair. Apparently there's a meeting also happening tonight. I think we'll give the university another chance. I think we need to consolidate all this information and sort of get a better sense of what's going on. Unfortunately, one person dead is not good enough. And I think we need to be all very concerned and be asking more questions. I am also concerned about the other student who was also shot, we're told now, also on campus. We don't know the circumstances thereof, but I think we will keep trying to get, you know, both the department as well as the university to try and consolidate what we're hearing so that we have a better understanding of how this particular incident and issue can be improved. It's 7 minutes.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.